All right. Well, welcome back to Frontline Fridays. Sorry, and I just had a problem here. Where we explore the hearts and minds of the leaders who elevate the retail and hospitality front lines to greatness. What's their secret sauce? We are here to find out. This show is brought to you by Ubik, the AI-powered mobile app that gives frontline teams the performance tools they need to communicate, learn, and work right in the palm of their hand. And I'm Ron Thurston, your guide on this journey. I'm the author of the best-selling book called Retail Pride, which is how Carrie and I met, and we'll share that story in a moment. And have a new book coming out early next year that you can see the whiteboarding behind me here, and I'll share more about that in coming episodes. But first, I want to introduce you to Carrie Helm, who has over 15 years of experience in dynamic retail leadership. Carrie stands out as a beacon of innovation and strategic excellence, driven by a steadfast commitment to putting people first. As the Senior Director of Stores at EverEve, Carrie's inspiring journey includes overseeing an impressive and ever-growing network of 106 stores. Her passion for continuous learning and transformative leadership have made her a catalyst for empowering her team to exceed their expectations. And Carrie believes deeply in the power of nurturing talent and creating environments where leaders can explore their potential, surpass their boundaries that they may have even thought were unbreakable. Her dedication to guiding teams through both strategic growth and personal development is fueled by her love for learning and reading, making her an inspirational force to all who cross her paths. So, Carrie, welcome to Frontline Fridays.
Wow, that was quite the introduction.
All true. I know it to be true. So, what I always love to do here is like share how you and I met. And so you admittedly said, I stalked you on LinkedIn and
Sure did.
messaged you. And we have had a few, I won't call them mentoring calls, I would just say friendship retail calls too. And
And
it's
I'm so
been.
grateful that you answered my message. You said, I will meet with anyone who messages me years ago. And I messaged you and you did, and very grateful that I've been able to connect with you.
My pleasure. And the offer still stands. And here we are.
Here we
Wants to
are.
talk about this. So I really love to start with the beginning. You and I kind of chatted about your dance background as a child. We're going to talk about the fact that this is an accidental career, the subtitle of Retail Pride being the guide to celebrating your accidental career. And so we're celebrating that. But talk us through just early life as a dancer and getting into retail, and then we'll jump into the heart of this.
Well, I was a dancer, you're right, my whole life. I was always a dancer. I was in theater. I actually studied theater in college. That's what my degree's in. But I always loved fashion. And I always say in college, if you have to work, you either work retail or you wait tables. So I worked in retail and really quickly just fell in love with the industry and fell in love with what that could provide for a career. And so I started with EverEve, to your point, at a like transitional point in my life. And very quickly learned that I got very excited not only about who we are as a brand, but this really deep passion in our organization for people leadership, for growth and development, for leading through kind of an empathetic lens that really kind of drove me into wanting to not just have this be a moment in time, but truly be a career to be able to give back to other people.
And for those that don't know EverEve, because it's not in every state yet, soon to be, growing
Not
quickly, not yet, soon.
yet.
Just give us kind of an overview. I know it's privately held, and give us a little bit more insight on EverEve.
So we're a women's contemporary fashion retailer. I think when I sent you this, we had 106. We now have 108 stores. We'll have two more before the end of this calendar year and a whole slew of stores that we're already working on for next year. But truly, our passion is to move women forward in their fashion and in their life. So we love to help women stay up to date with trend and what's modern and what's forward. But we have a very customer service oriented experience in our stores. So you'll walk in. Not only will you see a really curated selection of a lot of different brands, but we train all of our stylists to help support our customers coming in to learn how to fit their body and what works for them and in their lifestyle. And so it's really an experience in our stores.
And hence the success of the growth Yeah, and so there is no surprise that what you're describing as a dedication to experience and having people like you that are so connected to growth and personal development is a reason why you continue to grow. So that's no surprise to hear that. So thank you. Let's chat about just kind of mentorship. So, Evereve was kind of your first job, and as you're now continue to excel in your career job, but that doesn't happen without great mentors in the middle. So tell us a little bit more about who maybe a couple of those people were, why it's important for people, but early in their career. I love this idea of if it's accidental, great, but that doesn't mean you don't shift your mindset with intention and find people to help you. So how does that align with your journey?
Well, I have been so fortunate. I've had so many mentors. Like, again, our whole structure is really grounded in leadership growth and development, but I think there's a few that come to mind. First, my very first store manager, again, took a big risk on me. I was a dance teacher who liked clothes, and she was tough on me. I mean, I'll never forget one of my first days. I was leading the floor, and she was in the back on a break, and she came out, and I'm just chit-chatting with one of our stylists, and she came right up front, and she walked right up to me, and she said, "What's going on in the store? Tell me everything you see and what's happening." And I had no idea. And I remember thinking, "I will never let myself be caught not knowing." But it was just, she had such a heart. She really wanted to see me excel, but I told her early on, "I think I want your job someday." And she really, really helped me. Then my first regional director, when I was a store manager, was the first person to engage in teaching me this idea of asking questions. She still works with us. She's on my team. I get to work with her. But I would meet with her
Amazing.
weekly, and she would say, "How can you ask that in a question? How can you ask that in a question?" And again, growing up in the dance world, I was always given choreography, right? Like, here's the choreography, here's the script, do what they tell you to do. So I was always taught through the lens of someone telling me, giving me what to say. And this was the first time I had a leader saying, "You need to ask questions," that really started to, help me think about what that looked like. And then, my current boss, our chief of stores, is truly, I mean, not only is she just a wicked smart, incredible businesswoman, and has been so, when I tapped her on the shoulder and said, "I want your job someday," she has let me come alongside. She has taught me everything. When I say, "How do you do that thing?" she'll give me an opportunity to learn it. But mostly, she is the truly the most empathetic leader I've ever worked for. So she doesn't just say it. She really practices it, and I'll come to the table, and I'll bring an idea, or I'll bring something that's going on in our stores to the table, and she'll always be really good about thinking, what's the generous assumption we can make in this situation? What could be happening for this person or this experience or this store? And I saw her come in, 8, 9 years ago, and just our entire fleet of stores just really lead through this empathetic leadership that is grounded in curiosity, which I know we're talking about, grounded in question asking. And she continues to be a mentor for me in that, and has just really set a standard for our stores.
And you see very often, I see them on LinkedIn, these posts around corporate need to spend more time in stores. So what I'm hearing you describe is a senior leadership team that puts stores first. Again, no surprise that you're growing. So like how, when I guess when I think about that, of the this kind of philosophy of how will that impact the field? What decisions are going to make? Is that rooted in Evereve and these powerful people that you're describing?
Oh yeah. I mean, I think it comes back. We are a very values-based organization. And we think through the lens of people, whether the people are the customer or the people are the internal customer, the employees. When you think about that, you gotta be with them, right? You've gotta spend time not only, with the employees, which is really what I think about with getting us into stores, but with the customers too, right? So it's that people, 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 and how we don't really know what's going on if we're not with them and engaged with them.
Yeah. And it's the best version of field leadership. People like you that are joining early on and then see that connection. And as similarly, you and I had similar paths working part-time in retail and discovering, I thought I was going to be a fashion designer, and I realized all the action actually happens at the store, not on the design side. This is a whole lot more fun. But those moments when you are that person who can connect all the dots from every interaction, every bit of product, every part of the customer journey back to every decision made at senior leadership is a successful model that doesn't really matter what you're selling, it works. So I love that you're describing that. Let's kind of just jump into just how did you develop your leadership style through these mentors? Like, and I know it's often a strange question. People get it in interviews of like, describe your leadership style, but everyone does have styles if they're self-aware enough. So how do you describe yourself?
I would definitely, I would say the first thing I think of is curious. And so, really, it came out of, like I said, that very first regional director I had encouraging me to lead through questions. And then a few years later, I was connected just with somebody in my network. I was living in Ohio, leading some stores in Ohio, and we were talking about this, like using questions to lead. And she introduced me to a book called Quiet Leadership by David Rock. And I read it, and it's kind of tricky to get through because there's a lot of neuroscience in there, but it talked about how the brain works when you lead through questions. And it was like the ultimate aha I needed to realize, okay, I keep hearing ask questions, but now I actually fundamentally understand when you lead someone through questions first, you are best setting them up because of how their brain functions to be successful, to figure out how to replicate a concept after you've taught it to them, to really execute on whatever the action steps is that you need. So I think I paired that, and then I look at again my boss coming in and really talking about empathy. And when you pair complete empathy, letting the person you're leading or you're working with be a true human, because we're all human, right? We come to this, you and I, Ron, are in this conversation. You are you, I am me. We come based off of our background and experience. While very similar, we're both engaged in a conversation based off our unique experience. So when you take someone, you take empathy and you look at you're a true human, experiencing your true human self for where you're at, pair that with some of this kind of geeky sciencey stuff about how brains work and the importance of asking questions, then you can shift to being, really curious in how you lead someone and truly ask some open-ended questions so you can help guide them in a way that serves them towards whatever the expected result is versus serving you.
I think that's exactly the key, because too many questions can feel intrusive. Like, why do you not have answers? Why do you keep asking questions? And so the filter that you're describing, what I'm hearing is the questions, and maybe you say that up front. The questions I'm ask is because I'm naturally curious, and this is why I'm doing this, with the intention to learn and support you. Again, kind of senior leadership discovering like what are the successes and opportunities.
No, I definitely come in and level set people. I've also got a reputation for Carrie asks a lot of questions, but I do let them know I'm gonna ask questions. But I think
Be
that you can
prepared.
be prepared, but I think you can feel it because to your point, you can ask questions that feel like you're drilling. And you can ask questions for questions' sake that aren't, again, they're not rooted in empathy. If you're asking questions from a truly curious place of like, tell me what's troubling you in your business. Tell me what you're proud of in your business. Tell me the biggest concept that could help move you forward. Okay, tell me more about that. Tell me more about that. What step do you think you need to take to get there, right? When you're asking questions where that individual doesn't feel like they have to have a specific answer that Carrie wants me to answer, based off how you phrase them, you get a very different response and you get to truly see what's going on for that person so you can more effectively lead them where they're at.
Yeah, and I guess I would love a couple of examples over the last, a month or so, based on like, what did you discover that's new? Maybe it was, we'll use the example of going into the holiday season, based on everything you've learned for and all the questions you've asked in stores the last month. What would be two big takeaways?
Oh
And
gosh,
I'm
that's a
totally putting
really
you on
good
the
question.
spot.
I think the biggest takeaways are that we talk a lot about having our leaders, and this is again about our store experience and a really powerful place on the floor to truly lead their floor. So I think the first that I'm understanding is our leaders are feeling kind of like pulled in a lot of directions. And so how do we help support them to like really get in that most powerful place? And some of that just comes from coaching and being in the store with them and showing them how they can lead through questions so that they can really do that and support that. I think the other thing that we're just talking about, and this is kind of specific to our world, is we've seen a little shift in some trend. And so we're really talking about how are we educating our employees to feel, because our employees are the experts. We have trained stylists. So what are the tools that they need right now? So when they go into the holiday season, they feel really, really prepared when customers come in to speak to, like, this is where the trend in fashion is going. This is what we're seeing. This is how we're taking what you saw maybe last year, 2 years ago, and we're evolving it because our whole mission is to move you forward in your fashion, right? So here's how we're moving you forward. So I think that's the other biggest thing that I've listened to and heard recently. And I just met with someone who owns our product education this morning to share some of my thoughts with her so that we can get some effective education out to our teams.
That's really interesting. Do you find then that when you provide more of those tools that people get even better at what
Oh.
they do? And because I think the language around we're here to move you forward in fashion. Customers like, what does that mean? Well,
Yeah.
I'm going to discover that based on the questions I'm going to ask you.
Yes.
So I'd love to ask you some questions to discover your personal style and
Yes.
then introduce you to trends that I think are really important. Like, I don't want to take your language, but I think that those kinds of tools and the way that you teach that is so important early in someone's retail career. I think it changes the game for them and their confidence.
Yeah.
Yeah, amazing. Let's kind of I want to jump into kind of what you described as operationalizing curiosity,
Yeah.
because this is what I'm hearing again is like, how do you observe and how do you model it? How do you teach it? How do you then re-engage it? So what's the how do you what's your definition of operationalizing curiosity? Because I think
Yeah.
that's fascinating.
Yeah. Well, it came out of, again, now I'm working with these regional directors, and what we were seeing, I was going on visits with them in the last year, and I was seeing, like, gosh, they're so good at their jobs, right? They're so good at their jobs. All of them got promoted because they were really good store managers with us and really good market leaders, and they know how to do this really, really well. And so you go into these store visits, and we're coaching and we're talking about things, and what's happening is we were seeing minimal progress, but we weren't really seeing, like, big growth visit over visit. And so we had to layer it back and really build a system where I taught that we really talk as a regional director team about, how do I, like I said, how do I teach it? That's what I thought. How do I teach this? And you can only teach something if you can really operationalize it and create a system. So there's a few things. The first was just relooking at our tools and the tools that we have for that team that are grounded in using questions to engage in the conversation, right? So there's tools that our leaders use when they're in touch bases with their leaders, when they're on visits, that are all grounded in questions that allow them to lead through the question first versus the other way around. And so that, I think, just building those tools. The second thing is, cheat sheet. I've decided there's really two really important questions. So write this one down, but it's not earth-shattering. I think the key is we're trying, when a lot of leaders start to know, and I did the same, I gotta ask questions. It was like I thought they'd be super in-depth and I would overthink them, and I was actually in Seattle working with a leader this week, and she asked such a good question to start. And I think it was, why do you think that happens, or what could lead to that? And then she started to give the answer, like, could it be this? Could it be this? Could it be this? I was like, oh, stop, stop. Just stop with, what do you think led to that, right? And so what I've taught our directors is the two main questions first are, and for us, in the sake of being on a store, on a retail floor, it is, I think, transitional outside of the retail space, but on the retail floor, I've asked our directors to say to our store managers first, okay, tell me what you see. Truly, like, put the puzzle pieces together for me. What do you see on your floor? What do you see going on? Tell me everything you see. And then what do you think you need to do next? Okay, go do it. And so it's the idea of taking a step back and getting that store manager. And I mean, I do this in touch bases, right? So tell me what's going on for you right now. Tell me more about that. Tell me more about that. Okay, what step do you want to take next? So it's the idea of really letting that person see what they see or come to the table with their current reality. Sometimes you say, tell me more, to get to the true root of where they're at. But then, okay, what's your next step? Then you have to move to action, right? And what's your next step? And usually they know what to do. And then you also create this great space where you get to praise them because they usually know what to do. And everyone loves praise, right? So absolutely go do it. Let's see what happens. And so it was building the tools, but then it was really teaching the concept of like, try your best to stay broad in questions and stick to these two as much as you can, and it will make a big impact in how you teach your teams.
And do you find those questions changing based on the season or like the
Even
time?
based on the person, how they like to say it. It's funny you say that. It's really based on how they like to say it. But it's truly like what we're trying to teach is like, how do you see what's happening in your business right now? Or how do you see what's going on? Or tell me, it could be, tell me about your footwear business right now, if we know it's a footwear opportunity store, or tell me about your hiring needs. But it's really as broad as possible to say, tell me about this, or what do you see here, or what's going on here? And then having them be able to bring their thoughts to the table.
And it makes them more entrepreneurial, makes them smarter about their business. I think it also helps ask even better, them asking better questions of their corporate partners too, of like, because I think that that's often where the challenge is of, I don't understand your role, or I don't understand, you know, if it's buying, planning, allocation, you know, that's often top of mind, you know, or if I had this, I could do more business. So let's understand what buying, design, buying, planning, allocation, what's their, what are their roles? How do I, how I can ask great questions as a store leader in order to get what we both need out of it. So the skills, the operationalizing that you're describing transcends into every different part of their job.
And we do as a director team, like, so one of those tools, some of the questions I ask in every visit is, tell me about product right now. What are customers coming in looking for? What do we have? What are the gaps? Tell me about marketing. What is bringing people in? So truly asking some of those questions to get an understanding of what's happening for all of those departments and all of the pieces that come together.
And the empathy components of this make it feel so authentic, feel so real. You know, I'm not imagining your regional directors saying, well, Carrie wants me to ask this question. They're doing it because they have learned how to do it through you.
Well, I think when you
And but they're,
model it, right?
you model
So
it.
to your point, yeah, it's what I try to use as I lead them. So modeling it for them, it's what my boss uses as she leads me, right? And then I use it as I lead them, and then it does become, when you are empathetic and you do ask those great questions that are more open-ended, you do also allow them their space to find how to ask it in their own words, but rooted in that empathy.
So because curiosity is, and often empathy are words people just use, think they say them, but they don't really understand what that means. And they don't understand the actual intention behind them. And I say that, you know, as someone that also trains like sales training for and often luxury brands, that it should be so rooted in curiosity. And yet the first question is, you know, what can I help you find? Should never be your first question, you know, because luxury is so much more about storytelling and about the emotion behind it, not actually the product, and generally not even the product knowledge. There's emotion attached to it. And so the naturally curious people are really then good at in the luxury space because they're good storytellers.
Yes, and I think it also comes from your motivation, right? If you're motivated by the sale, and let's be honest, we've got goals to hit. That's why we're at work, and we have to make that happen. But if you shift, what I always said to my team, and I still do, like if you think through the lens of the behaviors and you keep in mind that individual on the other side. So for me, leading leaders, I think about the store managers, the assistant managers. For our teams, I think about the customer. Like if I'm asking these questions because I want to serve the person on the other side of the question, it's gonna frame the tone, right? Or to your point in luxury retail, you can imagine if I'm asking the question of like, I want to serve this person and help them and guide them, right? Versus I want to serve myself by getting a sale. There's a very different sense of curiosity that can come from that.
And again, it feels authentic
Yeah.
to like what you're trying to accomplish, because I think that there's this kind of sense that people then get of like, why are you asking me so many questions? Like, what do you want? And instead of it's empathetic, it's authentic, and it's rooted in everyone winning. What is, again, as we have like 5 minutes left, I want to make sure that you have hundreds of people, in your stores, and I'm sure every store visit you meet someone who's maybe it's their first or second job. What are through your own journey, what advice are you sharing with people that are excited about a career in retail?
Oh, that honestly, that's my favorite part of my job is not only mentoring, new, because I was that 20 something who started, who, I had great mentors and I am where I am because of them. I worked really hard. And what I do always say is, be relentless in asking for feedback, because I think that, first of all, feedback is hard. It goes back to our brains. It's hard to give and it's hard to get. It's just as hard for someone to give it as it is to get it. And our brains are actually hardwired to make it tricky, going back to like how we evolved. But be relentless. Don't wait for someone to come to you. It doesn't mean they don't want to give you the feedback. It could be it's hard. It could be they're just busy doing their job. But tap that person on the shoulder and ask them, like, tell me, what would you have done differently if you were me today? Is there one other thing that I could do? Just constantly asking for feedback. And then I think the other thing is put that feedback into action, right? Be able to take that feedback and put it into action. But there, I think that, my boss told me, and I still love this, she's like, because I can be relentless to the point, growth is one of my values. I'm constantly looking for books. I'm constantly engaging in information and trying to execute on it. And my boss years ago, and I share this with a lot of young people, and she said, a little kind of like, slow your roll, Carrie. Like, she was like, there's two ways of learning. There's the reading the book, listening to the podcast, going to the training where you learn the information. The second way that's actually more impactful is just showing up every day and engaging in the work and practicing the concepts and seeing what comes at you, and you can't really speed that up. So don't forget the importance. Again, I was with a leader just yesterday who was just saying, I've grown so much and partnering with you in my question asking, but I still am not there yet. I still want to learn. And I told her, she's like, can you teach me more? What other concept? And I said, honestly, I think you might be in the, like, you just got to keep practicing. You just got to keep going to work every day and trying it and asking questions that don't land and retrying it and journaling questions before you go into work that day, and it'll get easier.
It will get easier, and it becomes just part of it becomes part of your soul, becomes part of what you do just organically. I get teased by my husband and others of like, oh, Ron can talk to anyone. Well, I can because I'm curious. It isn't because I'm such the a magnetic person in the room. I can speak to anyone because there's a natural kind of authenticity to being curious that you're saying to this person, just keep practicing, keep doing more of that, because it will serve you really well. And the kind of idea that you're describing is also really human. And I'll share, I spoke at University of Arizona to their NRF club, which many schools have. I didn't even know they had NRF clubs until I spoke at the NRF Foundation event in January this year, and it was like 1,200 students, most of whom were from NRF clubs. And so I had a chance to speak to them, and I've had some calls and some great mentor relationships. I have a call today with one of those students. But the questions that I got this week were very like AI, digital, like they were very pure, all the tech. And I kept saying the same thing, like, go back, practice being your most curious human self, because all of that is, of course, part of our ecosystem of life. But what's more important is that you're really good at connecting. and being good one-on-one.
Yep. And it's only going to get harder with all those things coming down the pipeline
Only going to
for
get
our
harder.
future. Yeah.
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 This was such a pleasure. Your leadership is so inspirational to so many people. I watch it on LinkedIn. I kind of watch how you work, and you're very inspiring
Thank you,
to
Ryan.
learn from. So thank you
Thank you. Thank you. Well,
for
I
being on the
appreciate
show.
you and taking a chance on doing that meeting with me, and you equally are an inspiration just to watch how you connect with so many individuals and to hear your story. So thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah, we do this together, right?
Yeah, all in it
There's
together.
millions of people who work in retail, so it takes all of us. Just when you think that you've done enough work, there's, a million more people joining the workforce. So always work to do. But thank you. Thanks, Carrie,
Thank
for being on
you.
the show. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, to wrap up today's show, to our listeners, keep learning and inspiring. I will be back on October 11th with a new episode, to be determined. And so be sure to follow Ubik on LinkedIn for all of the show details, as well as there's an entire page on ubik.com dedicated to Frontline Fridays that has all the past episodes, future episodes, and we'll be teasing season 2 soon enough. And if you're on the hunt for next generation communication, micro learning, and task management tools to guide your frontline teams into the future, check out what Ubik can do. Just click on the link in the comments. And again, thank you, Carrie, and thanks, everyone. Have a great weekend.